Oh, it would help us a great deal, because every day we fight to get a great home for these animals, and anything that can help get them out of the shelter into a happy home makes a huge difference to us. We spay, we neuter, we microchip, and we also vaccinate the dogs, so that's included in our adoption fee. And obviously they're not able to write off the adoption fee, but this would definitely give them a tax break, which would be wonderful for the adopter.
Yeah, because the cost of adopting, and it costs, what, $140 to adopt
per
a dog, $45
for a cat? Yes, for a cat, correct.
The delegate mentioned the pit bulls, and that's been really the focus of legislation the last couple of years here in Annapolis. What impact has that decision had on your shelter? Are people surrendering pit bulls?
Absolutely. We have many pits being surrendered to us. As a matter of fact, we take in pits. PG County Animal Control and Anne Arundel Animal Control do not, they cannot adopt out the pits, but we are a shelter who takes in pits and also adopts pits, which means that, you know, we have a lot that are sitting because they're not the first ones to go necessarily. We can only hope that people are coming in for that breed, but sometimes because of the landlord issues, we're not able to get them out.
Is it tougher to put for older animals to get adopted, or, I mean, do people want puppies and kittens rather than older dogs and cats?
People tend to like the puppies and kittens, but there's a lot of people coming in asking for the older ones that maybe already be trained, and you kind of already know what the personality is. So our Seniors for Seniors program is very popular.